My name is Eleanor Keller. I live in Old Metairie. I have since 1976. I have two children in their mid-30s who were born and raised in New Orleans, and I'm 63 years old. In New Orleans, we dance to our own music, we walk to our own beat and rhythm, and we really don't care a lot of the times what the rest of the country is doing. And I think that this is what makes this place such an attraction. But I think that if you never go out because you're afraid, then you're a victim. I used to love to roam this city, and I actually, 12 years ago, bought a convertible so that I could put the top down and scoot around this city and really enjoy the view. And that top doesn't go down anymore. In fact, the windows are up and the doors are locked, and that is if I go out at all. So my life has changed quite a bit as far as my social life. I don't feel like any theater performance or any restaurant or any parade or any music festival sometimes is worth the risk that you take in either getting there or being there. I'm sure that if I was younger, I would be a little more resilient to it, but having watched it really get bad over the last 10 to 15 years, it starts to wear thin, and you just feel, well, I'd rather be safe than sorry. I'm a firm believer that if you have a particular talent, get out there and use it. It will benefit you because you'll feel better about giving, and it'll certainly benefit the community. In my case, my talent is writing, and for years, I tutored the neighborhood children. The kids knew that they could drop by my house, and I tutored a lot of them right up through college level. I really think the bottom line is that no matter what cultural background you come from, those people who come from families where they are taught from the very beginning how to treat other people. They are nurtured. They are educated. Their parents pay attention to them. Those people are going to eventually be successful with their lives.